Welcome back to Know Your States, Know Your Community. We are moving on now to the Palmetto State, the 23rd most populous state, home to almost 5.5 million people, the 8th state in the union, inducted on May 23rd, or I guess ratified on May 23rd, 1788. We are talking to a South Carolinian named Rick Evans. Hi, Rick.
Hello.
Thanks for being here.
You bet.
So, where are you from or originally in South Carolina?
Well, I maybe should have cleared this with you guys. I wouldn't call myself necessarily a South Carolinian because I've lived sort of all over, but I was born in Sumter, South Carolina.
Okay.
At Sumter Air Force Base.
Counts. Yeah, that counts.
Yeah, I would say, yeah, and definitely.
I think we moved when I was still like a, you know, at least a toddler. Maybe I was one or something like that when we left.
Uh-huh.
And then I moved back to South Carolina, not until till graduate school, where I moved to Columbia,
mm-hmm.
University
mm-hmm.
of South Carolina. So I was like, I don't know, 19, 20, right? Mm-hmm. I guess 21. Was there for a couple years. Then I moved to Greenville, South Carolina for my first job out of college, mm-hmm. with the Hyatt Regency Greenville. Spent maybe a couple years there. And then Charleston, South Carolina. Spent like mm-hmm. 2.5 years in Charleston, moved away, and then came back again a second time to live in Charleston. And then the rest of the connection is that my parents ended up, my dad graduated from the Citadel in Charleston. Big military kind of town there and a lot of retirees. And then my parents ended up retiring there. So it is like my home away from home. It's like my East Coast home when I go visit, you know, at least every other year, maybe every year.
Okay. Yeah. All over South Carolina, I take
it. Yeah. Greenville up in the mountains more. Kind of south of Asheville, about an hour, heard of Asheville, North Carolina.
Okay.
So up near the Blue Ridge Mountains, and then Columbia, right in the center of the state, the capital,
okay.
where the university is, and then Charleston on the coast.
You've been all over. I was going to ask you to describe the geography of it. So,
yeah.
So the upper part is mountainous?
It is, yeah. It's kind of like, in fact, Greenville is comparable to Sandpoint, where we're sort of in the foothills and then you have the mountains around us. And mm-hmm, so, mm-hmm. you know, within about 50 minutes or so, you're up in Asheville and you're kind of on you're maybe 40 minutes, you're hopping on the Blue Ridge Parkway. And so the Blue Ridge Mountains, beautiful. And they're kind of these rolling mountains that, you know, not too unlike this area really.
And what's the coast like?
The coast is great. It's beautiful. It's flat as can be. Completely flat.
You mean there's no mountains?
No mountains. No, not even a hill, really, along the coast. I mean, there's maybe some smaller little sand dunes, but not much. It's just flat, and there's salt water marshes everywhere. So there's salt water creeks, meandering really everywhere. So you're kind of always driving over bridges, and you know, it's a great boating area. You're out on the intercoastal waterways and everything.
So I take it you were a kid growing up all over?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What'd you do for fun with the geography, and what'd your friends do in South Carolina? What are your memories there?
Well, for me, of course, a little bit older. I don't have any memories from that first year, really.
I know. Okay. We'll give you a pass on that first year.
But mm-hmm. I can tell you, I mean, some great memories in South Carolina. I mean, of course, when I lived in Columbia, that was, I'd just come from North Dakota. So I was living down in the South again. So it was a nice move to be in the warm weather, you know, big college experience with the university there, the Gamecocks and big football stadium and everything.
And women's basketball.
Women's basketball.
They've got but good that's women. Later. That's later.
Yeah, big sports area there. It was lucky enough to live on a lake. What's the name of the lake? The lake right there in Columbia.
Mm-hmm.
And so spent a lot of time doing that. Did a lot of hiking around there, just accessing the mountains, you know, which were, you know, a couple hours away. And was really into jazz music when I lived there. A lot of good jazz clubs, actually, jazz and blues clubs.
Okay. Okay.
and then living in Greenville, got really into mountain biking, did a lot of hiking, was, you know, doing backpacking up in, there's beautiful mountains all in northern South Carolina and then up into North Carolina. So spent a lot of time just out in the woods, out in the mountains, outdoors. Yeah.
What are the seasons like?
Yeah.
In South Carolina.
So, you know, South Carolina, like in Columbia and in Charleston along the coast, it's definitely really hot in the summers. So, and, you know,
humid,
really hot and humid.
Okay.
So a lot of people, and it's kind of what people have been doing for hundreds of years there, you know, they go up to the mountains to get away from in the summer and kind of escape the heat. So a lot of people had little homes up in the mountains. And we would do that too. We'd take little trips up there for the weekend, had some friends that had places or their family places and, on like little mountain lakes and everything.
Mm-hmm.
There's a really beautiful spring and fall, probably 75 degrees, kind of like just perfect temperature most of the time. You know, in the summer you get the thunderstorms, but it's hot. And then the winter kind of varies. I mean, get a lot more rain. It could be 75 degrees. They play golf year round.
Oh, they do.
Yeah.
They do.
And okay. I played a lot of golf at that time when I lived in Charleston. I've hung that up.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, there's a ton to do. It's, you know, the beach town, of course. I mean, it's a beach town. So we spend a lot of time boating and, you know, a little bit of surfing, kind of hard to surf out. You got to be pretty good to surf East Coast, but.
How about hurricanes?
Yeah. Hurricanes were definitely a thing.
Tell me about that. Have you ever been through one?
I've never been like in the middle of a really bad hurricane. There's been tropical storms I imagine I probably was there when we had a hurricane, but not any of the really ones that did severe damage.
The nasty yeah. ones.
It tends to be, you know, they're, but every year you're getting, you know, they're tracking them and it's a part of life, like late summer into fall. Hurricane Hugo is a famous hurricane that just devastated a good part of Charleston. Mm-hmm. And that was a few years before I lived there. And so I think people are always, you know, remembering that. And there were definitely a lot of times where, even without hurricanes, where there'd be pretty massive floods through Charleston because the city's actually a couple feet below sea level.
Sea level.
Yeah. And so when there's heavy rains, everything would overflow. And I mean, you'd have like a foot of water, you know, in a lot of streets and stuff like that. It was pretty wild.
So Charleston is also it's a beautiful city architecturally.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a neat place. It's apparently the biggest city in South Carolina too.
Okay. Yeah.
Now you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not a huge city. What is that? It's the population is about 150,000. So smaller than Spokane.
Oh yeah.
But that's the biggest
in
South Carolina. Let's see. You mentioned boating it's on a harbor. It's not directly on the ocean.
Yeah, the city of Charleston is on the harbor. Okay. And then you cross over a bridge. Mm-hmm. and you end up in like there's the suburban communities like Mount Pleasant. Then there's then you go over another bridge, you're on Isle of Palm. So there's a lot of barrier mm-hmm. islands. Okay. So it's kind of all, you know, think of Charleston, it's all these barrier islands, Folly Beach, Isle of Palms, Kiwa Island, and they're all, you know, you just cross a bridge and you're on these different barrier islands. And so there's kind of water everywhere you go. Yeah.
What kind of beach is it?
Yeah, they're nice sandy beaches. Actually, mm-hmm. some of them have, you know, pretty white sand and everything. Mm-hmm. And you know, you see the salt water, the salt, like all the, what do you call it? I guess the marshes, you know, mm-hmm. kind of winding all around, and you'll see, you know, all kinds of beautiful birds, mm-hmm. egrets and things like that.
One thing interesting that you mentioned earlier was getting out of the city to get to cooler weather.
Yeah.
Which is not something we think of vacationing, looking for the warmth.
For sure. Yeah.
Yeah. You were kind of going the other way.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like the mm-hmm. best time there, you know, spring and fall is where it's kind of just perfect. The water's still pretty warm.
Mm-hmm.
In the summer, yeah, it can get pretty darn hot for sure. Especially, I think Columbia is the hottest. Mm-hmm. It's kind of in the center and there's not as much water around. Yeah, inland. You get a little bit of the breeze when you're on the coast for sure. It gets windier in the afternoon. So,
yeah. All right. Let's talk about food.
Yeah.
Ooh,
oh, yeah.
Finally.
Yeah. How's the cuisine?
I think it's got to be, and I've traveled a lot. I mean, it's, I think Charleston, I put in the, for sure, top five cities for food in the United States, along with San Francisco and maybe New Orleans and
Order me some food at Charleston.
Crawfish etouffee, shrimp and grits is a famous one. Low country boil.
What's that?
Low country boil. It's peeled or boiled shrimp. It's shrimp, which the shrimp there are amazing, right? Mm-hmm. You know, caught right there off the in the waters around Charleston. Some of the best shrimp in the country, I think. And so it's shrimp, sausage, potatoes, onions, and corn. All in a giant pot.
Like a stew?
Yeah, yeah, just like a stew. They call it low country boil or Frogmore stew is another name for it. Same thing.
Okay.
So that's
okay.
Super. That's whenever we visit my parents, my mom always makes that. She'll usually do shrimp and grits another night. And we'll do, yeah, grouper, like just fresh fish, really creative dishes. I mean, they have some amazing chefs. You know, especially Charleston in particular is where the food is phenomenal. There's a really, there's a school there, Juilliard maybe, chef school.
Mm.
Ah. Yeah, culinary school. That's it's really, really famous one. And yeah, the food's phenomenal. It's one of the best aspects of so many good restaurants.
Huh. Okay, what is Rainbow Row?
Rainbow Row is this old, it's in, so downtown Charleston is, you know, one of the most preserved historic districts in the country. And there's so much history there.
Yeah.
I mean, the first shots of Civil War were fired there, like some Revolutionary War history. I mean, it was, you know, Charleston was in the middle of all of it, you know, with the early colonies and everything. And so all these old homes are, you know, the whole downtown area is preserved since, you know, there's homes from, I think, from the 1500s. Rainbow Row is just really famous. A lot of the homes back then were connected, you know, there wasn't a lot of, there's Charleston's kind of a small little island really, so the homes were, they'd be tall and they'd kind of have these big like gardens, but facing the street they would be more narrow, so they're like long and narrow, so the street front is, and then so there's just these tall. And they're all different colors. They're like all these pastel colored homes.
And they're all
homes.
Connected.
So it'll be like pink, yellow, blue, and they're literally connected. There's no, looks like apartments, but they're, you know, they're single family residences that kind of extend way back, and they all have these amazing gardens.
Uh-huh. It turns out the Pink House is the oldest
house.
Building in still standing in Charleston, South Carolina.
How old is that?
It's built around 1712.
Oh, I guess I was a little bit, a little aggressive on my 1500.
Still older than the country, though.
Yeah.
And there were, yeah, I think there were
1700s.
Yeah, yeah, 1700s is what's, yeah, or at least that's what's left.
Yeah.
I don't know. That was probably not the first building in Charleston. That's just the oldest
one. Yeah, because there were some fires where kind of everything was burned down a long time ago.
Let's see. That's, yeah, it's a cool
Fort
town.
Sumter in. Charleston is the start of the Civil War.
Yeah, it was actually Citadel Cadets, a Citadel military school that fired on the North had basically taken over the fort, and then Citadel Cadets fired on them, and that essentially started the war. So,
right.
Yeah, and you can go see Fort Sumter and see the cannons are there and the whole thing, and it's pretty cool.
Well, that's it. Is that, is it?
So Fort Sumter is like right there
park?
On. Yeah, exactly.
Kinda, yeah. That's cool.
Yeah.
Let's see. What else can we ask you about? The coast itself includes, it's called, what is it? The Gullah Geechee?
Gullah is sort of the.
Yeah. That cultural.
Yeah.
Isolated African American settlements that kind of developed their own culture along the coast.
Yeah,
of
for
South
sure.
Carolina.
They have their own dialect and everything, and you know, it's really coming to the food, like things like fried okra, and I mean, even things like shrimp and grits and stuff like that. I think came from this Gullah culture.
Yeah,
yeah, it's really really neat. And they make like these hand weave these baskets, and right. So you know, you go to like the market's really famous, and you'll you know they're always, you know, represented the people from the Gullah, you know, tradition.
That's very, that's an interesting, very unique kind of sub subpopulation within the United States.
Yeah.
Yeah. It only really exists that there.
Yeah.
In South Carolina. Yeah.
Yeah. Another thing you'll see there, which is, you know, it's fascinating and also, you know, and sad, and is you see these old plantations, and you go tour these plantations and you know, you can see like where the slave quarters were and the whole bit, and like these cotton plantations, and some of the probably most preserved, you know, most biggest plantations, you know, anywhere in the South were there in Charleston. So it's
and pretty interesting to go well see preserved?
Those. Yeah. Some really, really well preserved for sure. I mean, it's an interesting thing to go see, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. I've never done it, but I've heard, especially the ones where you can see both the main house and then the slave quarters.
Yeah, for sure.
And see the different conditions that people were living in.
Yeah, it's wild.
Yeah. Let's see. Well, our time is just flying by.
I want to know if Rick gets back.
Yeah, visit. I do. So my sister lives in Tampa. My parents live in Charleston. So I go at least one or the other every year. So I was just out in Tampa, so may miss Charleston until next year. But it's a fun place. I, you know, brought my kids out there a handful of times, and you know, of course, my wife, and it's a great place to go visit. I still have a couple two of my closest friends are still in Charleston. So
when you go back,
yeah.
What do you find that you're missing? You know what I mean? That sometimes,
sure.
You know, you can sit here in Sandpoint, Idaho and think of South Carolina, whatever, but the feelings, you know, you get back there.
Yeah. I think the smell of the like salt water and the pluff mud. Pluff mud, it's called. It's the mud that's under all these marshes.
Yeah.
There's a big time tide. And so it'll be covered with water. And then at a certain time of the day, it'll be just mud. Mm-hmm. And if you were to step into it, I mean, you'd just sink. Yeah.
And there's this smell
that's a little like a sulfury or something, maybe. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of, you know, you might not like it, but it just kind of grows on you. And it just smells like, oh, this is Charleston.
It's home.
Yeah. Smell it right away. And so I kind of miss that. And just that salt water, like the humidity that you feel, you know, I think just really driving over the bridges out to the barrier islands and just seeing like the miles of saltwater marsh and you know, all the birds and everything. It's just got a really like kind of an idyllic feel and really serene. So I miss that. I miss the oyster roast as well.
I was going to ask you, is there anything food wise?
Yeah,
I know your mom makes that big boil.
Yeah. Yeah, we would do an oyster roast, and it's just in a giant like pot, kind of like a grill kind of thing, and it just dumped out. The oysters would be just dumped out on a big picnic table. Everybody's got their own little shucker and glove, and you just go to town. I mean, we'll eat hundreds of oysters, literally, just until you can't even stomach anymore. So that was always a fun thing to do, the little oyster roast out there.
Yeah,
yeah.
How's the coffee? I must ask.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's kind of like everywhere. It's enough of a city now and enough culture to where coffee, there's some quality coffee roasters and cafes. I don't think there were as many when I lived there. I don't think specialty coffee had really taken off yet, but you know, it's got so much, you know, with the such a strong food culture, coffee eventually kind of follows along. So yeah, there's some good places out there.
Okay. That's not where you picked up your, your passion for it.
It's not. No. That happened, you know, that happened when my brother lived in Italy, actually. That's where he kind of first became enamored with coffee.
Okay. And one thing you mentioned earlier was that you spent a lot of time listening to jazz. I don't know. Is that just you, or is there a kind of a jazz scene in South Carolina?
There's quite a jazz scene. Jazz and blues down there, you know. Also through like Louisiana and stuff, but kind of in that whole part of the... Yeah, and there's some really great jazz clubs, and especially in Columbia in particular. Yeah.
With the university.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to South Carolina, Jack?
I've never been.
I've been close. Does that count? Yes, I hiked the Appalachian Trail.
That's awesome.
Not go through there. But it starts in northern Georgia, then scoots right into North Carolina.
Yeah.
And
not far from the border. But
yeah. Now, this might be before your time, Rick, but I remember South Carolina from the 1983 movie The Big Chill.
Okay.
Is that a South Carolina movie?
Well, it takes place
where they are.
Yeah, it takes place in South Carolina.
Yeah, okay.
And I always thought that
Well, wow, then
that is really neat.
Yeah,
maybe I feel like I've been there then, because yeah, I've seen that plenty of times.
I would definitely say it's a fantastic place to visit. I mean,
yeah,
I think so many people from the West Coast, you know, don't go that direction.
Yeah.
But it's a really interesting city.
Yeah, it's a haul from here.
It is. That's it is. True. It's not a direct flight.
No. Yeah, I was trying to think of the closest I've ever been. Florida, I guess.
Okay,
yeah.
That's close.
Yeah.
Anything that we haven't talked about that you'd like our listeners to know about South Carolina?
Hmm.
We've covered some geography, some food.
Yeah, well, let's see. I don't know. I would say it's a real hospitable, and particularly like the coast. You know, people are very welcoming, very friendly. It's definitely a party town, mm-hmm. you know, along the coast for sure. It's gonna just kind of think Jimmy Buffett, you know,
mm-hmm.
and
yeah, exactly. Yeah,
Margaritaville vibes for mm-hmm. sure down there. People like to enjoy themselves. A lot of boating. Everybody's out mm-hmm. on their boats. Mm-hmm. And,
well, yeah. We'd be remiss if we didn't. I'm sure there are some Clemson football players, fans
for
out
sure.
there, and we didn't mention Clemson.
We didn't. You know, that's up near Greenville, actually, where I also live,
okay.
in Clemson's big football area as well. I mean, Greenville,
very,
big football
very
community.
Big sports area.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, definitely. Big
Rick,
stadiums. And
we want to thank you so much for stopping by with Know Your States, Know Your Community, and being South Carolina's representative.
I did my best. It's great. It's
you
a
did
pleasure,
a great
guys.
Job. A great job. May I... Yeah, I'd like to go to Charleston.
Me too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's been, even before this conversation, that was kind of on my list of cities I'd
very
like to
romantic
visit.
Romantic city as well.
Yeah.
Thank you for taking us there, and thanks so much for stopping by the station.
My pleasure.